Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way.
Oh, America, are you serious? It is showtime, baby. Here we go.
Live here at La Jolla, Texas at, I was going to say it's Coyote Stadium, but it's actually not Coyote Stadium now that the La Jolla ISD school district has been split up into three. So, you know what? I guess it's just La Jolla Stadium now.
Yeah,
but we are coming to you live for this 32-4A district matchup between the Ed Cal Chelsea Yellow Jackets and the La Jolla Huskies. Your score right now at halftime is 48-21, and I, of course, am the host with the most Perry Ellis, and I am joined here in the booth by...
C. Nevarez, right here, folks.
C. Nevarez. So he, of course, is hard at work working on... what are you doing right now?
I'm using the end zone camera, but usually I'm down there recording the game for the highlights.
So he, of course, is working hard right now, trying to earn some quick bucks, working the end zone cam. But, you know, that's good to hear, man. You know, the Yellow Jackets so far have managed to put up 48 points. Essentially, that is 8 touchdowns.
Yep.
And what that means is they've had the ball 8 times, and the La Jolla defense has just been unable to stop the Ed Couch offense. What do you think? What's the reason for their success? What do you think?
What I think right now is the O-line is just being able to block enough for Eric to get enough time to pass those yards. Pass those balls, because last game against the Mission Vets, if you watched, they weren't being able to block, and he was getting sacked like 6 times. So far, he's only been sacked 1 time, and he's had, what, like 5 touchdowns?
This guy, man, is sticking...
Sorry, folks, we were trying to get this guy's attention.
This guy here is sticking his head in front of the camera, dude, and he's just killing me. This is what I had to put up with all day.
I don't know if he's ignoring us, or... All right,
I think we got it.
All right, folks, there we go.
All right. Sorry about that, man. He's been in my way all night long, man.
So Eric's has had, what, 5 passing touchdowns so far?
Yeah, you know, I don't know his statistics, but the big statistic that has impressed me definitely has been Ari Thanguma.
3 touchdown passes.
Three touchdown receptions for Artie. He's just had a big game. I don't know exactly how many receptions he has in all, but you know, besides the 3 touchdowns, I think he has like 6, maybe 6 or 7 receptions.
Yeah, he's about 6.
Quarterback Eric Nino has just been throwing and completing passes at will. At will. So, like I said, the Yellow Jacket offense just pretty much running over the Husky defense. But see, the big question, the big issue of tonight's ball game, at least for me, has been the Ed Calchelsa defense.
The defense hasn't been able to stop them so far. They've had the ball 5 times, and they've only been able to stop them twice.
Yeah, you know, that is, for the most part, you know, the score is 48-21. The Huskies have put up 21 points here in the half, but as C. Nevarez here has mentioned, they've had the ball 5 times. The Jackets, you know, that's not a very good ratio there to stop somebody 2 out of 5 times. You're not going to win a lot of ball games doing, you know, having those kind of numbers. So we look over to, you know, obviously I'm sure the coaches have met with their players, and you know, I look over to the sidelines. The players have made their way to the field, are doing their halftime stretches. I'm sure the coaches have made their adjustments.
Definitely.
Because you know, at this point, you know, being the type of team that La Jolla is, and I don't want to take anything away from their offense. They have Boca Negra.
Yep.
Who is number 20. He is a hell of a running back. He was a running back for the Coyotes the year before, and he makes his way over to Lincoln Juarez. So he's a varsity guy, and he's had some playing experience. So he's a natural.
Has he had all their touchdowns, or
he has had? I know for sure he has one of the touchdowns, which was a 20-yard touchdown run. The last touchdown was by the quarterback on that 4-yard 4-yard sneak. I don't know who the other touchdown was scored by, but definitely has one touchdown.
He has been getting a lot of yards up on the edges. He's been getting some good yardage.
Yeah, and of course, the other part of La Jolla's success has been coming from their quarterback, which is number one. And he is also another varsity experienced quarterback. He, of course, coming from Rio Grande City. So a lot of experience in that offensive unit for the Huskies, and it's showing here as they're managing to make, you know, have their way for the most part against the Ed Couch defense. But of course, we look for that to change in the second half.
Yeah, we do. They should. The Yellow Jackets have always been a second half team. Right now, I'm guessing that we should be able to stop them if they get the ball five times. I'm saying now we can stop them at least three, four times this time we can stop them.
Well, you know, the big thing has been that I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, man, I had something to say. Well, you know what? I better tell you this because I looked at the game clock and there's 32 seconds. I better let you go because you need to get down there, right?
Yep.
So, is there anything you want to say before you head out?
EEJackets.com. Highlights. Go check them out.
That was Mr. C. Nevarez. And with that, we'll go ahead and take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to Ed Chelsea Sports Radio.
When it comes to our photography needs, EEJackets.com turns to JBR Digital Imaging. Servicing the Mid-Valley for several years now, JBR Digital is owned and operated by George E. Sines, EE grad of 76. Fulfill your photography needs by contacting JBR Digital at 956-499-6374 or by sending an email to jbrdigital@yahoo.com. JBR Digital is a proud sponsor of Ed Calchosa Sports Radio.
Can't make the big Yellow Jacket game this weekend? Don't worry. Ed Calchosa Sports Radio has you covered. Working in conjunction with EEJackets.com, Ed Calchosa Sports Radio is working to broadcast all the big Ed Calchosa sporting events over the internet. Visit www.eejackets.com for the latest internet broadcasting schedule.
EEJackets.com, your number one sports authority for everything. Ed Calchosa.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. The clock has reached zero and has been reset. We are set to start the third quarter. The captains have met at the field. And if I am correct, the Yellow Jackets received at the beginning of the game and should be kicking off to start the third quarter. And here is the Yellow Jackets as they come into the field. And here come the La Jolla Huskies coming out to what appears to be Hell's Bells mixed up with a couple of the songs. Let's get this game on the road. Once again, for those of you just joining us, halftime score was 48-21 in favor of the Yellow Jackets. The Huskies, who have had a lot of success on offense, will have another opportunity here. They, of course, driving and scoring with 1 minute remaining, driving nearly 80 yards prior to the end of the second quarter, and finished that quarter on a positive note. But, of course, the Yellow Jackets stormed right back with 37 seconds remaining in that second quarter to put up a touchdown of their own. And, you know, it's one of those factors where if La Jolla had a better defense, and, you know, I hate to use one of those if statements because – you know, if this, you know, it always comes back to bite you. But if La Jolla did have a better defense, you know, we might have a ball game here on our hands. But instead, you know, we have a, 27-point lead by the Yellow Jackets. But, you know, the thing is, even with a 27-point lead, I will not be surprised if Coach Solis keeps his starters in the ball game. Well, the kickoff by Miguel Garcia was nice and high. the Yellow Jackets almost able to recover that, but instead the defender, or excuse me, the return man for the Huskies able to put a hand on it and eventually push it out of bounds. So instead, the Huskies will take over with really good field position at the 39-yard line, first and 10. And given the way that the Huskies have been playing, you know, you want to try to pin them back as far as possible. As I mentioned earlier, they managed to drive the ball a nearly 80 yards for their last touchdown. First and 10, quarterback drops back to pass, has a receiver, and he is just punished after making the catch by Joseph Garcia. Kudos to the receiver, number 20, Bocanegra, for holding on to the ball despite the hit by Joseph Garcia. The ball will be spotted at the 45-yard line. It'll be a 6-yard pickup, bring up second and 4 for the Huskies. Getting here a report from our scouts, Coach George Franco. They're informing us about the Tallulah Midway game. Tallulah, of course, playing... Oops, I erased it here. Tallulah playing Flower Bluff. And that score in the third quarter, Tallulah 14, Flower Bluff 7. And, of course, this game of importance to the Ed Couch, also Yellow Jackets, because Tallulah Midway, if things play out the way they seem like they're going to play out, Tallulah Midway will most likely be the first-round opponent in the bi-district playoff matchup for the Yellow Jackets. Once again, they are up 14-7 over Flower Bluff. Of course, this game is of no significance. It doesn't really matter whether Tallulah Midway wins or not, but a win will certainly guarantee them a spot in the playoffs and an opportunity to play the Yellow Jackets. Well, the Huskies on a previous play did get enough yardage for the first down. It'll bring up a first and 10 at the 49-yard line and a sweep to the left-hand side and just having all kinds of difficulties. You know, it appears that the Huskies have been trying to run this sweep play to the outside and have just not been successful. But when they do run the ball up the middle, they have been having that success, or off tackles, they've been having that success, you know, which is a little surprising given the interior part of the Ed Calchosa defensive line, and especially middle backer Tony Sanchez. I'm surprised that they're having that kind of success up the middle. I would think that maybe they'd have a better chance on the outside, but that has not been the case tonight, as it'll be a second and 10, and it'll be a quick hitch pass, and number 7 for the Huskies had the ball in his hands, and he is just unable to hang on to it, as he maybe would have picked up 4 yards on that particular play, but instead the ball dribbles out of his hands, incomplete, and it'll bring up a third and 10 from the 49-yard line. 10 minutes and 30 seconds now into the third quarter, or remaining in the third quarter. Tight formation. Play action. Back to pass. Avoids the rush. And he is not going to avoid big number 78, Louis Garcia, who brings him down for the sack. And it's going to be a huge loss, nearly 10 yards. And with fourth down now coming up, the punting unit will take the field for the Huskies. So the Yellow Jackets, who have had difficulty stopping the Husky offense, come through big here on this first possession of the second half as they shut down the Huskies and send them to punt the ball. Spread formation on the punt. The snap, a little low, handled. The punt will be picked up at the 34-yard line. Number 32, Roger Garcia with the wall. Has some room to run. Great block by Tony Sanchez. He's going to take it to the house. The 10, the 5, touchdown. Roger Garcia on a heck of a punt return. And there appears to be some confusion. I don't see a flag on the field. Apparently is a flag on the field. The fans here are booing. It would have been... the ball was taken at about the 34. It would have been a 67-yard return. Instead, they are called for a block in the back, the Yellow Jackets. So the touchdown return or the punt return will be negated by the referees. And that would have actually been Roger Garcia's second punt return of the season. He did have one earlier. I want to say it was against Harlingen High. Yellow Jackets will be pushed back 10 yards, or actually I believe it was a spot foul. So they will be given possession of the ball, first and 10 from the 25-yard line. and Nino in the doubles formation. Quick pass to number 11, Smiley Morales, his first reception of the day. Runs with the ball, but runs mostly sideways as opposed to upfield, and maybe has about 5 yards there as he gets to... No, he has... Yep, 5 yards as he gets to the 30-yard line. Second and five for the Yellow Jackets. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and move the camera back to the scoreboard. Maybe we can see the instant replay on the scoreboard, because I'm obviously forgetting to do it. Well, on second down, Nino draws back to pass, runs with a... tucks the ball, runs, dodging a couple defenders, has to dodge the referee, dodging another defender, and gets enough yardage for the first down. It'll probably be about 8 yard pickup, and it'll be first down for the Yellow Jackets as Nino on the scramble gets to the 38 yard line. Yeah, as I was telling you you're a funny guy, EE Powerhouse. You're a funny guy. Alright, first and 10 from the 38. Doubles formation. Nino shotgun back to pass. Completion. Number 11, Ismael Morales, with another short completion. And it will be good enough for about a 4 yard pickup. Bring up second down and about 6. Interesting play selections here by the Yellow Jackets. Going to the short routes. They've had a lot of success with the deep threat. Now deciding to pick apart the short routes. And, you know, I commend this effort because, you know, at this point, you know, you're scoring at will. You want to try to exercise all your arsenal of you know, and all your different plays. As now we have a hitch pass, this time to Jesse Halomo. And Jesse Halomo just dancing around, dodging players. Looks like he has enough yardage for the first down. He's eventually pushed back a couple yards. But forward progress will put him at the 50-yard line, which will be close to a 7-8 yard pickup, first and 10 at midfield. Yeah, as I was mentioning, you know, this is just a glorified practice session for the Yellow Jackets now. As I mentioned, they are scoring at will. They have put up 8 touchdowns on... 7 touchdowns on 7 consecutive drives. So they are scoring at will. This is, like I said, just a practice session, and they are obviously pulling out different plays and using this as an opportunity to try out different things. This shotgun formation again for Nino. And we got a screen pass to 26, Felix Garcia. Still on his feet, passes the 40, gets near the 35-yard line, close to about a 13-yard, 14-yard pickup. And it'll be another first down for the Yellow Jackets. Once again, something new, something we're seeing different here. You know, first screen that we've seen of the night. Successful for a 14-yard game. Do want to welcome the listeners tuning in to tonight's ball game, 25 of you. Thanks for listening. Hope you're enjoying tonight's ball game on Halloween. First and 10, 36-yard line. Handoff, Roger Garcia struggling to get back to the line of scrimmage. And will be chalked up for a 1 yard loss. And that, I believe, will be the first loss for Roger Garcia, having a good game tonight. Did score his first rushing touchdown of the season. Now has his first carry for a loss. Brings up a second and 11 from still the 36-yard line. Nino back to pass. Another screen play. This time to Roger. Has some room to run. Past the 20. Past the 10. Touchdown, Roger Garcia on the screen. And quarterback Eric Nino effortlessly making it look real easy on his passes that are just on the money. This time to Roger Garcia. And he prances into the end zone from 36 yards on a screenplay. Pending the PAT, your score is 54-21 with 5 minutes and 40 seconds remaining in the third quarter. The snap, the hold, the kick, it's up. and it is good. So your score is now 55-21 in favor of the Yellow Jackets. And, you know, the question that now arises is how long will Coach Solis keep the starters in? Okay, obviously the big threat, the big fear, despite being up by 27, was the Husky offensive unit. But now, with a significant, a 34-point lead, I have to wonder if Solis feels that this will be a big enough lead to rest his starters and pull him for the night. If I had to bet money, I would think that Solis is going to probably give Nino, if it's still the third quarter, will give Nino one more opportunity before he puts the starters in the fourth quarter. And, you know, I think well, it also probably will depend whether it'll depend on the next defensive series, whether the Jackets can stop the Huskies. If the Huskies score another touchdown, the first unit will more than likely stay in the ball game. If the defense comes up with another stop and it's still the third quarter, I think the offensive unit will stay in the end zone, in the game as well. Well, Miguel Garcia is going to kick this one deep, and that's a smart move given the type of returns that the Huskies have been having. The ball will land about the 5-yard line and will roll out of the end zone for a touchback. So the Huskies will take over first and 10 from the 20-yard line in what will be their second possession of the second half. Looking out to the field, it appears that the first team defense for the Jackets is still out there on the field. They haven't quite brought in the second teamers yet, as on first down, Bocanegra with some room to run as he finds a little seam, but not before Smiley Ibarra, the safety, steps up, makes a tackle. But it will be good enough for maybe about 4 yards, second and 6 from the 24-yard line. Huskies with a second and 6, 5 minutes and 5 seconds here in the third quarter. Tight formation. Play running back to the backside. And, you know, that was just a sweep to the left-hand side, and the running back made the mistake of running right into the tackler, and he goes nowhere. Goes nowhere. We'll lose a yard on the play. Brings up third now and about 7. Ball spot at about the 23-yard line. As the clock continues to run here, 4.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. And so far, the Yellow Jacket defense looks like they have made their adjustments as they have managed to stifle this Husky offense. And on third down, it's a quick pass. Quarterback rolls to his left, but fires the ball with a little too much juice on it as it goes in and out of the hands of the intended receiver for an incomplete pass. And the punting unit for the Huskies will take the field. And that was a quick series for the defense. Took maybe about 1.5 minutes off the clock. And here will be the test right here. As I mentioned earlier, you know what? No, I see number 18 warming up on the sideline. Looks like Solis has already pulled out at least the starting quarterback, Eric Nino, as Felix Garcia on the punt return has trouble handling it, has dodging people for his life, and he's going to be brought down by about 4 or 5 Huskies for a maybe 2 or 3 yard loss on their punt return. Felix Garcia having a bit of trouble there handling the ball. But fortunate enough to retain possession as the Yellow Jacket offense will now take over with a 34-point lead with 4 minutes remaining in the third quarter. 55-21 is your score at Cal Chelsea. And no, I am wrong. Well, I was right, but I was wrong. Nino's still in the game at quarterback. Drops back to pass from a shotgun. Avoids one guy. Tripped up, but still on his feet. Avoids another. Dancing around. Big block by Felix Garcia. Correction by Jesse Halomo. And he finally gets out of bounds as the offensive... And I forgot to mention where the drive started. The drive started at the 39-yard line. And Nino crosses the midfield point, or correction, gets to the midfield point good enough for a first down on that 11-yard run by quarterback Eric Nino. Yeah, I said I was right and I was wrong. I did see the backup quarterback, number 18, Isaac Prado, taking snaps, but it may have been a bit premature because I guess coach felt that he wants to keep Nino in for at least one more series on this this quarter. Handoff to Roger Garcia. Tackled. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be a second down. I want to say that was a trap play up the middle. 3 minutes and 28 seconds here remaining in the third quarter. Second and 10 from the midfield point, 50-yard line. Having the luxury of overhearing the play, it's 2-18 option. As there is trips to the right. Oh, no, 2-19 option. I guess they called a Riverside. Option to the left-hand side. Nino opting to keep the ball and picks up maybe about 4 yards as he gets to about the 46-yard line. Third and 6 for the Yellow Jackets. Trips to the right. Nino shotgun. Quarterback draw. Roger Garcia with a lead block. Oh, slips. Might have gotten just enough for the first down. Looking at the spot by the refs, it appears to be enough. And without a measurement, it is signaled first down at the 39-yard line. 2 minutes and 12 seconds here remaining in the third quarter. The Husky defense having all sorts of difficulties here stopping this potent Yellow Jacket offense that continues to move the ball, although not as crisp as earlier in the game, still moving the ball rather effortlessly as Nino appears to be calling an audible. Trips formation to the right, a quick pass to number 12, Jesse Halomo. Halomo with a nice run there. Picks up maybe about 14, 15 yards. The ball will be spotted at the 24-yard line. First and 10 for the Yellow Jackets. Clock continues to run. 1 minute and 25 seconds here in the third quarter. As I mentioned, this will most likely be the last series for quarterback Eric Nino, as on the option play, pitches the ball to Roger Garcia, has a man to beat, beats him, cuts to the left, spins out of a tackle, and finally brought down near the 10-yard line, which should be good enough for a first down. It will probably be a 12-yard pickup for Roger Garcia. Roger Garcia not having the season that I think a lot of people expected him to have. Penalty flag. The run by Roger Garcia will be negated. And that is the second time where Roger Garcia has had a run over 10 yards and it has been negated by a penalty. He, of course, was also robbed of a 65-yard punt return for a touchdown on a block-in-the-back penalty. So Roger not getting a lot of love from the refs. Well, it's not really the refs' fault. But not getting a lot of love from his teammates as he carries the ball, or when he carries the ball. Penalty will bring him back 10 yards, first and 20 from the 34-yard line. Nino back to pass, has to avoid the rush, finds an open Smiley Morales, and he's going to be tackled at about the 28-yard line. Maybe picks up about 5-6 yards. It'll bring up a second and 15 as the Jackets need to get to about the 13-yard line for the first down. The ball is spotted at the 28. So I guess that's a third and 14. Well, the clock continues to run. 22 seconds remaining here in the third quarter as this could potentially be the last play of the third quarter. Nino back to pass, has some time to throw, unleashes a bomb, but that ball is going to be way over everyone's head. Probably a miscommunication there as I see Halomo giving a little signal there to Nino. I think Nino was expecting him to run up the field or continue running his route up the field into the end zone. I think Jesse stopped, and it was just a miscommunication between quarterback and receiver. But fortunate for the Jackets, the ball does fall incomplete, and they will have another opportunity here with a 3rd and 14 from the 28-yard line. And I stand corrected, as the Jackets do have 9 seconds, and will have opportunity for another play here in the third quarter. Nino, back to pass, has Smiley open with a reception, touchdown, Smiley Morales from 28 yards out. And this is just too easy, and this is getting ugly here, as the Jackets now have a 61-21 lead over the Huskies pending the PAT. At this point, definitely the starters will more than likely be pulled out of the game, as we all believe in karma here, and nobody wants the score to be run up on them, despite how bad a team may be. And speaking of the PAT, it is up and good, but there is a flag on the field, since they allowed it to be kicked. It's probably going to be an offsides. I see the PAT team for the Jackets coming off the field. They don't appear to be worried about it. And indeed, it is an encroachment penalty by the defense. Penalty will be declined. PAT is good. 62-21 is your score in favor of the Yellow Jackets. And of course, I need to drink a sip of my soda here. We'll take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to It Gal Chelsea Sports Radio.
When it comes to our photography needs, EEJackets.com turns to JBR Digital Imaging. Servicing the Mid-Valley for several years now, JBR Digital is owned and operated by George E. Sines, EE grad of 76. Fulfill your photography needs by contacting JBR Digital at 956-499-6374 or by sending an email to jbrdigital@yahoo.com. JBR Digital is a proud sponsor of Ed Cal Chelsea Sports Radio.
The ball is set to be kicked off, and there it goes. Miguel Garcia with a kick. Ball returned or caught at the 5-yard line. Number 7 for the Huskies with a little bit of room to run. Finally going to be brought down near the 28-yard line. And they will start 1st and 10. And with that kick expires the third quarter. And we are now entering the fourth quarter. Has been a doozy of a game. You know, I expected this kind of offensive output from the Yellow Jackets. What has been a little unexpected has been the play of the defense. But for the most part here in the second half, an entirely different defensive unit for the Yellow Jackets has successfully managed to stifle the play of the Huskies. 1st and 10, Huskies passing the ball, and the play just the ball thrown just a bit behind him, behind the intended receiver. Did have a chance to catch it, but good job there by the corner managing to stick his hand there and prevent the receiver from making the catch, and the ball will fall incomplete. 2nd down and 10 from the 28-yard line. Doubles formation, shotgun, back to pass. Looks like it's going to be a screen. Oh, no, I stand corrected. Rolls to the right, has Bocanegra running along the sideline. Hits him. And appears to have picked up enough yardage for the first down. Officially a... Oh, wait up there. Yep, officially a first down. Officially 10 yards on the pickup. As the ball gets to... Now the 38-yard line. And, you know, that's just an example of how dangerous this Husky offense is as once again in the doubles, and it's quarterback draw, but number 52, Alex Garcia, not going to let him do anything as he hunts him down, tracks him down, finally pushes him out of bounds as it was an intended quarterback draw up the middle. And number 52... Alex Garcia, who is a second-string defensive lineman, so it appears that the Jackets do have a couple second-stringers in there already, was there to make the play and just runs the quarterback down the sideline out of bounds. Down the field out of bounds. And it will be a loss. It'll be about a 5-yard loss. It'll bring up 2nd and 15 from the 34-yard line. 34. Play to the sweep to the left-hand side, and Tony Sanchez from middle linebacker position. Tony the Punisher Sanchez jumping up there, making the play, like diving tackle to net about a 3-yard loss for the Huskies. And now we're seeing a 3rd and maybe 18 for the Huskies. Huskies managing to get that first down. Now look like they are struggling here as they have a 3rd and 18. Most definitely a passing down. And quarterback will roll to the right. Manages to get around the corner. Finds the receiver. Hits him. But tackled short of the first down. Number 10 on the tackle. And you know that number doesn't come to mind here. Got to check my roster. Josh Reese. Number 10 on the tackle. And of course Josh Reese, once again, one of the backups, a sophomore linebacker in the game, making the tackle, will be short by about 3 or 4 yards. Bring up 4th and about 4 for the Huskies. And personnel change. It appears that the Jackets are putting their first string in, and they might be a lineman short. I think they are a lineman short. Oh, what's going on here? A bit of confusion. I'm not sure if it was an interception. I see number 27 celebrated. I think it was indeed an interception. Number 27, of course, being Americo Valdez. Coming up with the interception on a 4th down play. Jacket offense will take over, 1st and 10 at the 49-yard line. They will be starting inside Husky territory here. With 10 minutes remaining here in the 4th quarter, your score is still 62-21. And looking out to the field, quarterbacking for the Yellow Jackets is indeed now number 18, Isaac Prado. And before they can do anything, they call a timeout. I'm guessing it's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11. They had 12 guys there, I think. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. No, yeah, is there 12 guys out there, Coach? Yep, there comes out a player. They did have 12 guys on the field. Quarterback Prado making the smart move to call the timeout there to avoid the 5-yard penalty, as they did have a man extra. Interesting to see here what Isaac Prado will do. For those of you that are wondering about next season, Isaac Prado currently seeming to be the one that will take the reins at the quarterback position next year. Then again, you know, there's a lot of young and upcoming talent. So I guess you never know who's going to take that over for sure. Well, 1st and 10 from the 49-yard line. Prado with a handoff to number 25. And I want to say that's Aaron Cuevas. So a young guy, a sophomore, was a standout for the JV, has been now given the opportunity to the last couple weeks to play a little bit of varsity ball. And he gets his first handoff. And it's good enough for close to about 3 or 4 yards. As the ball will be spot at the 46-yard line, 2nd and about 6. And as the play begins, the whistle blows or stops play. And I don't see a... it is indeed a flag on the Yellow Jackets. False start here. So not a good start so far for the second unit offense for the Yellow Jackets. And now bring themselves to a 2nd and about 12 here, as the ball is pushed back into the 49-yard line of the Yellow Jackets. And another penalty as the ball snapped and handoff this time to Felix Garcia. And Solis questioning the refs is what the heck's going on here. As the play is whistled dead and potentially could be another false start penalty. And the crowd now getting into it, not pleased with what's been going on here. Indeed, another false start here. And you know, I'm sure it's probably somebody's jumping there. You got a lot of new guys. See, the thing is, you see these guys in JV and freshman football, they move. But see, usually whether they twitch, they move, they pick their hand up, they make little things, little mistakes like that. But see, in JV and freshman ball, you know, the referees, they don't call that. They don't call that. But see, when you get up to here, the varsity level, the slightest movement, the slightest twitch, the slightest, even if you pick your hand up, move your fingers or anything like that, they're going to call it, you can move your head and look side to side, but that's basically the only movement. Even moving your butt up and down, is warrant for a false start. As we see now, two false starts in a row for the Yellow Jackets pushes them back to a second and about 17 here. As Felix Garcia on the carry, and he is tackled rather viciously, brought down with what appeared to be like a clothesline. And immediately a flag flies out. A face mask penalty will be called. And you know what? That's one of those situations there where was that tackle necessary? Probably not. But that's a frustration there that has arisen when you find yourself down by 41 points, 62-21 here with 9 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. And you've been playing all game, and the opponent has been scoring at will, and you have not been able to stop them. That's the frustration there becoming evident, as the penalty gives the Jackets an automatic first down. 15 yards are marched off, and the ball will be spot in Husky territory at the 41-yard line. Second down here on the... Sorry there, I'm over here looking, trying to read what some of you guys are commenting. I guess they ran a play on first down, and it was good. It was for no gain, so we'll bring up a second and 10, still at the 41-yard line, as number 21, Brandon Martinez, will get the carry and hit hard there as he tries to run over a Husky defender, but just not with the leverage to do it, or unable to do it, not in good position. But does pick up some yardage, picks up maybe about 4 yards, brings up a third and about six from the 37-yard line. Handoff this time to, I want to say that's Aaron Cuevas. No, correction, number 26, Felix Garcia. And no room to run for him as he is going to be tackled for a loss, maybe about a yard. It'll bring a fourth down, and for the first time tonight, Miguel Garcia will be called to the field to handle punting duties. No, whoa, 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 no. He's going to attempt a field goal here, ladies and gentlemen. The ball is spot at the 37-yard line, moving it up to the 44. This will be a 54-yard attempt against the wind. I don't believe it. No, wait. Well, how far was that? Hold on. No, I'm sorry. Not a 54-yard. I'm lying to you. 44. No, that would have been a 54-yard attempt. Yeah, I'm not BSing you. That would have been a 54-yard attempt, and it had plenty of room. It was just wide to the right there. 54 yards? I don't believe it. Wow. Plenty of room there. Probably could have kicked a 60-yarder, and that's because he is kicking against the wind there. Looks like a steady wind, maybe about 5 to 7 miles per hour, but still with plenty of leg, it was just wide right. I'd like to see Miguel Garcia get another opportunity at that. Well, Huskies take over first and 10 from the 41-yard line, and number 20, Bocanegra, with a little seam there as he cracks through for about an 8-yard gain, gets to about the 45-yard line. Second and about two for the Huskies. Too much machine, you are right. It's La Pata de Oro. As on second and about 12, number one dropping back, going to throw a kind of a little screenplay type of dump off. I think that was a broken play there, but it will be successful as it'll get the Huskies a first down and pick up maybe about 9 yards there. Brings the Huskies into Yellow Jacket territory at the 47 yard line. And as I'm sure now the second team defense is already making their way into the field. I see number 7 out there at the corner position. That's Roy Rendon. I see number 52, which is Alex Garcia, out there at the defensive end position. As on first and 10, the ball sharply thrown there by quarterback of the Huskies, but just cannot be handled by the intended receiver. I see middle backer is still in there for the Jackets, Tony Sanchez. Number 27, Medico Valdez, in there, had an interception in the previous series. Number 50, Georgie Vargas, a starter, still out there. So is Frank Rodriguez, number 58, a starter. 56, John Castillo, still out there. As on second down, it'll be a sweep play, and number 56, John Castillo, will just break through the line of scrimmage and tackle the ball carrier for a 4-yard loss. It'll bring up third and 14 as the ball is now spotted at the 50-yard line. And this game slowly begins to enter the final stages as the clock shows 5 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. And the Huskies still jogging to the line, but appear to be content with just putting this ball game to an end, as it's a toss to the left. Number 20, Bocanegra, having a hard time finding a seam to run with. Going to maybe get back to the original line of scrimmage, but it'll bring up a fourth down for the Huskies. And here comes the punting unit for the Huskies. So a lot of young players getting opportunities here to see some action here in this varsity ball game for the Yellow Jackets. And good job to those guys, the second teamers that were in there, able to stop the Husky attack. As on fourth down, the ball is going to be punt. The ball, maybe about a 30-yard punt, continues to roll 35 yards, eventually goes out of bounds near the 15-yard line. And the offense will take over, first and 10 from the 14-yard line, with 4 minutes and 7 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Let's take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to It Calchosa Sports Radio.
EEJackets.com, your number one sports authority for everything Ed Calchosa.
That's right, EEJackets.com, your number one sports authority for everything Ed Calchosa. And this, in fact, this game is sponsored by EEJackets.com. And, of course, the other sponsor of Ed Calchosa Sports Radio, JBR Digital Imaging. First and 10 from the 14-yard line, and the Jackets in a tight formation. Quarterback Isaac Prado under center hands the ball off to number 21, Brandon Martinez, running for some tough yards, dragging a defender, finally brought down after a short gain. Ball will be spotted at the 22-yard line, or excuse me, the 16-yard line. So it'll be a 3-yard pickup, second and 7 for the Jackets. Do want to thank the 29 listeners that are tuned in to tonight's ball game. Hope you enjoyed the show. Once again, I need to get a more reliable partner letting me down here. Hopefully, he can come through during the playoffs. Second and 7 here, as we have a toss to the right-hand side, and it's number 25, Aaron Cuevas there on the toss. Gets back to the line of scrimmage and dives for a couple extra yards. Gets to the 20-yard line, so it will be a 3-yard pickup. Of course, they are still short about 4 yards, 4 maybe a long four or a short five, as it'll bring up a third and about four or five. On third down, appears to be another handoff. Maybe gained a couple yards. Not quite enough for the first down. It'll bring up a fourth down. It was Brandon Martinez on the carry. And maybe about a yard short, as the ball appears to be spot near the 24-yard line. And we're going to have an official's timeout for a measurement. So we'll use this as an opportunity to take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to El Quijajoso Sports Radio.
Baseball, football, basketball, soccer, even if we had swimming or underwater basket weaving, we would cover it on EEJackets.com.
After the spot, indeed, the Jackets do have enough for a first down, and they retain possession. The ball is spot at about the 24-yard line. It will be first and 10 for the Yellow Jacket offense. The clock continues to run here as the Yellow Jacket offense appears to be in no hurry. 2 minutes and 17 seconds remaining in this final quarter of the ball game. As the Yellow Jackets in a tight formation hand the ball off to the fullback. Not quite sure who the ball carrier was. It's probably number 21, Brandon Martinez. Correction, it was number 4, Justin Casares. And Justin appears to be a little shaken up on the play. We'll go ahead and take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio.
Want to know what happened in tonight's game? Look online at EEJackets.com for stats, highlights, pictures, and more. Again, brought to you by EEJackets.com, the unofficial website of the Yellow Jackets.
That is absolutely correct. You are listening to Ed Calchosa Sports Radio. Injured player number 4, Justin Casares, making it off the field on his own power. Appears to be okay as the clock continues to run here. 1 minute and 45 seconds remaining in this ball game, and like I mentioned, it appears that the Jackets will be content with ending this ball game here on this offensive series. Second down and 11. Bravo with a handoff to number 32, Roger Garcia. Roger's still in the ball game as he turns the corner and is finally pushed out of bounds. So the ball was spot at about the 24-yard line. Roger managing to get to the 40. It will be a 16-yard pickup there for Roger Garcia. A bit surprising there that Roger there still in the ball game, but given the way that I don't know, it's just a bit surprising. But I'm all for it. I definitely want to see that kid get as many carries as he can get. He definitely is a hard worker, and I think that he deserves it. He deserves it. He deserves to play, to get those kind of carries. As on first down, it appears that it was an option, and Prado decides to keep the ball, but not quite able to pull off the aerobatic performance like quarterback Eric Nino, as he is tackled for a 1 yard loss. Ball now spotted at the 39-yard line. Second and 11 here for the Yellow Jackets. And the clock continues to run. 50 seconds remaining here, as the Yellow Jackets are probably down to their last two or three plays, as this game will most likely finish very, very shortly. Handoff up the middle, and the ball carrier number 21, Brandon Martinez, showing a little bit of moves there. He picks up the first down, pickup of about 16 yards there for Brandon Martinez on a trap play up the middle. And even with the second unit here, the Yellow Jackets appear to be moving the ball rather easily against this beaten down, tired Husky defense, who has, you know, I don't have statistics on the numbers, but, you know, they play a 48-minute ball game here with four quarters. I wouldn't be surprised if the defense was on for 35, 30 minutes. As number 21 will get the final carry of the ball game as the clock expires. He'll pick up 8 yards, but more importantly, this game, ladies and gentlemen, is over. Your final score, just to get a quick shot of the scoreboard, is Yellow Jackets 62, the La Jolla Huskies 21. 62 to 21 is your final. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's all she wrote. And after nearly 23 years, the last time the Yellow Jackets played La Jolla was 1987. So after nearly, excuse me, that's not 23. My math's horrible. That's 21. After 21 years, the La Jolla, although it's not the La Jolla Coyotes, the La Jolla Huskies meet up with the Jackets, and the Jackets come out as the victors. Well, this is quite a ball game. This victory was a big victory for the Yellow Jackets in the sense that it now guarantees them at least a share of the district title. They share a piece. Even if they lose next week, their last game of the season, they will still at least be guaranteed a piece of the district title with, of course, the Mercedes Tigers, who defeated Weslaco East and have set themselves as the second-place team in 32-4A. The thing is, though, if Mercedes, of course, has to win, but, of course, if the Jackets do defeat Roma in their final game of the season, they will be the outright champs of 32-4A. And, of course, we'll bring home the sixth district title in a row for the Yellow Jackets. Just to kind of give you some season records here, the Jackets now are 9-0 in district and will be a 6-0 in district play, as they handle the La Jolla Juarez Lincoln Huskies. Final game, week 10 of the season, will be at home against Roma. That game scheduled for a Friday in, once again, Ed Calchoso on November 7th. Do want to welcome you guys, if you do have an opportunity to go check out that game, to do so and support your Yellow Jackets. But, of course, if you do not have the opportunity, rest assured, Ed Calchoso Sports Radio will be broadcasting that game to you live from the Hive. Should be a doozy of a game, and it should set the tone for the Yellow Jackets as they are almost set to enter the playoffs. And, you know, and I was getting messages there from the JV staff out there, the JV football coaching staff, Coach George Franco, Armando Alanis, Michael Whalen, and Javier Zavala, out there at Cal Allen scouting Cal Allen versus Kingsville. But the real game that is of concern would be the Tallulah Midway and Flower Bluff game. Tallulah Midway, of course, was up in that game. And let me see if I got any recent stats. No, it was still a halftime score, which was 14-7. That was the most recent text that I received on that score. And, of course, Tallulah Midway, regardless of whether they lost or win, will most likely be the first-round opponent that the Jackets will face. So that will be an interesting matchup. And part of the reason why it will be an interesting matchup is because Tallulah Midway, of course, is coached by Sendejar, who is a former Ed Calchoso coach. So that should be interesting to see how that comes out. He, of course, Sendejar spent a good number of years working for the Laredo school districts. I forget which school it was exactly in Laredo that he was coaching at, but just recently hired as the new AD and a head football coach for Tallulah Midway. And so far having a tremendous season, managing to completely turn around the Tallulah Midway program that has for the most part been a sub 500 team now, with the opportunity to make this year's playoffs. So good job, congratulations to those guys. But of course, you know, if they are to meet with the Yellow Jackets, my money's on Ed Cowtelsa, of course, and I'm sure all of you would be betting the same as well. Well, I am obviously experiencing cottonmouth here as I've talked for nearly 2 hours by myself to myself. Not quite the most enjoyable of things to do, but I'm bringing it to you live here from La Jolla Stadium. You were listening to Ed Cowtelsa Sports Radio, and it was the 32-4A Week 9 district matchup between the Ed Cowtelsa Yellow Jackets and the La Jolla Lincoln Juarez Huskies. And the final score was Ed Cowtelsa 62, La Jolla 21, in what was a offensive showcase for the Yellow Jackets, and what was a eye-opening experience for the Ed Couch defense. Great job. I do need to commend the Ed Couch defense, who struggled at times, allowed the Huskies to score on 3 of 5 possessions in the first half, but just came live in the second half and just completely shut down the Huskies. They probably got maybe 2 or 3 first downs in that second half, and were nowhere near close to scoring, which was you know, a big improvement there for the Huskies, or excuse me, the Ed Couch defense. I think I need to take a quick pause here. I need to help somebody open up the door here in the press box. So let's take a quick pause for the cause you are listening to, Ed Cowtelsa Sports Radio.
EEJackets.com, your number one sports authority for everything. Ed Cowtelsa.